Well, right now, folks, we have a great opportunity. Don't you dare touch that dial. We're going to Israel, into Jerusalem someplace, and we're going to be talking with Jim Jr. Jim and his wife, Jill, are leading the tour. Judy and I leave on Monday afternoon. We'll fly in, be there Tuesday evening, join with them in Israel as these people walk in the location where Jesus ministered for the 3.5 years after he started his ministry, before he went into the heavenlies after the crucifixion and the resurrection of our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Jim, where are you right now, buddy?
Hey, Dad, we're at the Western Wall, the Kotel, right here in the city of Jerusalem, in the Old City.
You know, that is the center of the earth. What a location for me to be able to catch you on the run with our tour group. Ezekiel 5:5 says Jerusalem's the center of the earth, and of course, the Temple Mount, that's the apple of God's eye, where Jesus will rule and reign forever. Are the people having an exciting time going down to the Kotel?
Oh, they sure are. It's always an exciting time when you come to the Kotel, to the Western Wall area. As a matter of fact, we started out the tour in the Shepherd's Fields. We've been to Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum. We've been to the Shrine of the Book, where they house the scrolls that were found in the Dead Sea area. And also, we've been looking at Jerusalem from the south. You remember that place, Dad, the promenade, where you get that beautiful view of Jerusalem.
You know, that's a great opportunity for the people. They're in Jerusalem for a couple of days, and then they head to the Galilee. But, Jim, the Yad Vashem, which is the Holocaust Museum, why do you go there first? We've talked about this before, but that is key. All foreign visitors to Israel go to the Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum first, don't they?
They sure do. It's out of respect that people will go to visit Yad Vashem. That's the Holocaust Memorial Museum, commemorating and remembering the names of the 6 million that died at the hands of Adolf Hitler in Germany and Poland at the different prison camps. So we take our folks there. It's part of the first thing that we do. We look at how God prepared a people for the land to come back to the land of Israel.
That is a very moving experience. I can remember it many times. You go to the children's portion of the Holocaust Museum. 1.5 million children died in the Holocaust. You can't walk through there with a dry eye. Tears will come streaming down. Well, the Shrine of the Book is a key place because that's the biblical perspective in helping us understand why the Jews are back in the land, aren't they?
It sure is, Dad. As a matter of fact, those scrolls that were found in 1948, the same scrolls that even a Hebrew young Israeli today can go there and read the Hebrew that the scrolls were written in, the same scrolls that were written over 3,000 years ago.
Now, you leave from Jerusalem, go to the Galilee. That's going to be a wonderful time, isn't it?
Sure is. We leave. We'll go to Caesarea. We'll spend time there at the theater in Caesarea down by the sea. They actually call it Caesarea Maritime. And we'll go there. Then from there, we head to Mount Carmel, where we will retell the story of Elijah as he defeated the prophets of Baal. And the afternoon, we go to a place, a unique place that actually our young people with Israel Project, our young mission group that comes over and does work here in the land, we help build this location, and it's called Nazareth Village. It's a place where they have actors that come out, and they've recreated what Nazareth would have looked like at the time of Jesus.
Well, that's going to be a wonderful experience. I remember doing some television there, and they had the reenactment of Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus Christ, and there was a little boy, a small young man there, acting like and replicating what his father was doing as a carpenter, and that was a moving experience. Then on to the Galilee, into Tiberias. They'll take the boat ride. They'll have a great time there on the Sea of Galilee, going up into Golden Heights and everything else. Jim, I'll be there. Time for our Third Temple Seminar when we go on the Temple Mount on Wednesday. So can you keep it in the road till Mom and I get there?
We'll try, Dad.
Well, Jim, it's great to hear from you, and tell all the people hello for us, and thank you for being available. We'll see you when we get to Jerusalem.
Looking forward to it, Dad.